joining us. You can hear him on Warrior Broadcast on NBC Sports Bay Area, along with Bob Fitzgerald. Let's welcome in former Golden State Warrior, Kalena Azubuike. Hey, Kalena, how's it going, man?
I'm doing great, man. How you doing?
We're doing great. We've gotten a lot of mileage out of this game Tuesday because it was a really, really good ball game, I thought. Let me just throw something that kind of stuck out to me, and you tell me just what you think about it off the top of your head. When do you think the last game was where the Warriors turned the ball over 23 times, but Curry only had two turnovers and only two assists? So that tells me they were having trouble getting him the ball.
They were. That's a good observation. Obviously, a lot of times when they do have those big turnover games, Steph has a good amount of turnovers, four or five. But I just thought they were so out of sync. Even when they weren't turning the ball over, they had trouble getting into their most basic sets. I thought the timing was off. I thought they picked up their dribble at really weird times. And you got to give the Suns credit. They really were good defensively, but the flow and the movement just wasn't there for most of the night for the Warriors. And the result was they ended up going against just a set defense where the Suns weren't really having to work a ton side to side, having to go from help to on the ball back to help, getting them in scramble mode. And so the Suns just made them uncomfortable and kind of kept them off balance the entire night. And they did a pretty good job off the ball with Steph. As you said, the Warriors kind of struggled to get him the ball where he could score and in good position. So I really feel like when you don't have that flow, the way to get it back, the best way is to play fast and get up and down and get some transition opportunities and fast break opportunities, which the Suns made it hard at times. But it's not like the Suns were just scoring like crazy. The Warriors were pretty solid defensively too. So just being more intentional about getting up and down, getting more opportunities and transition. Then if you can't, inevitably you're going to have to play in the half court at some point during the game or a good amount of times during the game. And so you may have to just run some of your most basic sets that everybody knows, everybody's comfortable with, maybe your go-to set, whether it's just throw in the post, split action, or it's just pick and roll. They got some good stuff out of pick and roll last game against the Suns at times. And at other times, the Suns switched, and Steph is normally just deadly when it comes to big switching on to him. Last game, you could tell he just didn't have a rhythm. He was just kind of not in sync, and he got blocked. I think it was JaVale McGee, and then next time he drove by him, he got blocked. Mikal Bridges came over. So you got to think Steph is going to have a big bounce back. Usually his bounce back games are pretty crazy. And I think the rest of the team will probably follow suit, but run some more sets if you need to, the most basic sets, and then always have a secondary action that you can just flow straight into. That was the issue. Like when the first primary action wasn't working, they struggled to flow into the next thing fast enough. And they got 24-second violations or came close to getting those. So it was just a struggle the entire night. And I think the Warriors are probably going to bounce back. They probably watched a lot of film. I know Steph probably watched a lot of film. And they're looking to get some revenge for sure.
Kalena, when I heard your voice, before I answer my question, I'm going to give you some love, man, because we're in such a vicious world. When you say something nice to somebody, oh, Guru, you're being soft, but you're coming to your own, man. You're doing a great job, so keep up the good work, you and Bob. But I got to share with you Kalena. No problem. What's the next step for Jordan Poole? And I'm going to leave it up to you and Bob to come up. Is he the third Splash Brother? I mean, I'm listening to you, and my jaw's dropping on a good night with his footwork, his ability to just put the ball in the hole. What's the next step for JP?
Well, I think the perfect role for him is going to be when Klay gets back, honestly, Guru, because once he's coming off the bench and him and Andre are really running that second unit and he's got more freedom, and he can just kind of get used to that role and settle in there. I think that's where we're going to see him really flourish. Like last game, he was really good. But when he's got the freedom to just be a scorer and a playmaker and kind of diagnose the game and have that type of autonomy there coming off the bench. I think that's kind of his best role for this team. And when Clay gets back, everybody's going to settle back into what their real roles will be. But he is really intriguing to watch because we've been talking about it. The way he uses his quickness, the way he has the change of pace, he's so much better this year in using that in the right way and keeping defenders off balance and coming off of those pick and rolls and figuring out when to shoot his three ball, if it's a deep three ball, figuring out when to shoot that. And I just love the communication that I'm seeing. We saw in the Brooklyn Nets game when he shot that long one and Coach Kerr kind of pulled him aside and was saying, hey, I want you to shoot every shot that you feel comfortable with when you feel like you're open. But that shot right there, we could have got a better shot, right? And that's just the perfect way to kind of encourage him and also kind of keep him accountable and help him understand, yeah, there's a thought process. There's some thinking that has to go into the way you play this game, and especially with shots like that. Those break out of the offense, break out of the ball movement, the offensive flow type of shots, you better be doing it at the right time. And he's going to get better and better at that. But the playmaking ability is what I love to see from Jordan Poole. When he's getting others involved, when he's got the gravity of the defense after he's gotten hot, and he's understanding that. He's understanding, okay, anticipating that this second defender is probably going to stay with me a little longer. I can get it to my roller. I can hit him with that pocket pass. So he's got all that in his game. He was doing it at Michigan, and he's gotten better and better every single year. And then his work ethic is such that you're confident that he's going to continue to grow because he's staying hungry. He's still the guy that's using the key card the most, it seems like, when it comes to getting in the gym. So I'm excited for what the future holds for that man.
Yeah, you know what, Glenn? I always chuckle to myself when a coach says, well, this player works harder than everybody, and that player, you know, he's an unbelievable worker. But and I kind of did that when Steve Kerr was talking about Jordan Poole. But the fact is, I mean, the results kind of speak for themselves. I mean, this is a player who – I think some people questioned whether he could play in the league his first year. And now I'm sure he thinks, and he can't, you know, he can be a starter in this league and a scorer in this league. So, the improvement's been pretty dramatic if you think about it.
It really has. And the funny thing about saying the guy works harder than anybody else, now they got proof. You can't just say
exactly.
That. They got technology is such that, each team usually has key cards or some form of being able to track when players are in the gym. So now it's not just about saying, like, oh, well, we'll show it to them. So they can actually show you, like, his key card is being used a ton and more than anybody else's. So that's the cool part about it. But he's going to get better and better. And as long as he stays hungry, and I just love kind of the phases he's gone through. We've seen him in past years being sent down to the G League, and he's humbled himself. He's had the right attitude. He's come up and had a nice stretch after being sent to the G League. So I just think his head is in the right place. And that's one thing that people talked about him when he came out of Michigan, like he's almost got too much swag for his own good. And now there's a nice balance of swag and humility and hunger and wanting to strive to be the best he can be. And work ethic and all those things. You need all those things to be a successful NBA player and maybe a star in this league. And he's got the intangibles, and the coaches are loving what they're seeing from him. And every time I watch him, it's interesting. From the jump, when we went to training camp, I watched him practice in their scrimmaging. And no one on the Warriors had any answer for this man. Like, he was just dominating. And when I say dominating, it was like, whoa, what is happening? They cannot stop Jordan Poole. He is quicker than ever. He's playing at a different pace. He's got the change of pace thing. He's got this burst of speed thing he does. He's finishing much better. He's not avoiding contact. And so, yeah, he's got it. He's got it. Whatever it is, he's got it.
Kalina, all show long, I've been telling Steiny, you know what? I sold Phoenix short. I just don't know what it was. I expected the Clippers to be in the finals. The Lakers were hurting. Even, you know, they gave Milwaukee all that and some. I still didn't respect them. Was there anything you saw from this Phoenix team the other night to where when the game was over, you were like, whoa, I didn't know they had that? Because I did. I'm just curious, was it just me?
I had seen it because on their winning streak, they had a nice mix of close games and games where they really put it on teams. But in those close games, they were so poised under pressure. And they got a lot of smart players that just have been there and seem to rise to the occasion when they really need them to. And they really respect Monty Williams. And you can see it, the way they play for him. And he's a really good coach. They're a well-coached team. Their player development is good. But they understand the way they want to play. Everybody seems at peace with their game. And defensively, you can see it. Mikal Bridges is kind of the guy that sticks out to me for them defensively. His length, his athleticism, the way he anticipates, and he's not gambling and putting everybody else on defense in a bad position. He's in the passing lane just because he's in the right position. And he's got that length, and he knows how to use it. And he's got the quickness that he can move his feet, the IQ. And it's not just him. There's really not a weak link defensively, and they're bigs. DeAndre Ayton and JaVale McGee, that tandem, we talked about it last game, they're proof that bigs can still have a big impact on the game in this league. And when you got two dynamic guys like that that are hungry, DeAndre Ayton didn't get the contract, the max deal he wanted. He seems really hungry, and he's really diagnosing games well. And when they play teams like the Warriors where they know they're going to have a size advantage, they really use that. And they're understanding how they can really hurt teams that way. So it's a really smart team. And then you got Devin Booker and Chris Paul, who really need no introduction. We all right. know what they're about. Paul is probably having one of his best seasons, even though his scoring isn't as high as it normally is. He's been efficient. He's assisting. And he can just take over games at the perfect time. You saw last game where Devin Booker went out, and I'm saying, look, this is going to be a Chris Paul-heavy fourth quarter, and he just kind of took over and controlled the game and really worked off the pick and roll. They kept attacking Looney, even if Looney stopped him, they kept going back to it. And Chris Paul still has a lot to give. And so that's what happens. We're not big on the next man up thing when Devin Booker goes down, like someone's got to step up, but it does happen that sometimes when your best player goes down with injury, everybody else kind of takes it as a challenge and kind of rises up, knowing that everybody's saying, okay, they're done. They're kind of anxious to show. We still got some ballers out here.
Right.
And you just assume that we're going to go down here. And so they put it on the Warriors there. You got to give them credit. But the Warriors, I'm sure they're licking their chops and they're anxious to kind of get back to it and get to play them at Chase again.
Hey, Kalina, thanks as always. Really appreciate it, and should be fun tomorrow night at Chase.
Yeah, I can't wait, man. Thanks for having me, guys.